The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the April 21st, 2025 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. In our first story today, the Tune In Alert, your handy guide to the soaps the week of April the 21st, by Michelle Parkerton. From CBS, on Monday, April the 21st, Doug's hidden debt to Joey edges him into dangerous territory. Ava pours herself into orchestrating Ted and Nicole's upcoming celebration, and the family gets together for karaoke night. Anita grapples with an unexpected offer on Tuesday, April the 22nd, and Bill navigates internal firm pressures, and Danny's latest decision upends Chelsea's carefully laid plans. On Wednesday, April the 23rd, Danny chooses her own path. Ted urges Nicole to abandon their anniversary bash for a private getaway, and Doug doubles down on a risky windfall. Nicole takes charge of Laura's mysterious case on Thursday, April the 24th, and Doug wrestles with his demons, and Vanessa and Joey forge a risky pact. On Friday, April the 25th, Doug admits his struggles with a growing gambling addiction, and Bill fights to maintain power over his firm despite health concerns, and Naomi steps in to defend a combative homeless woman under Jacob's watchful eye. From Days of Our Lives, as Susan visits her son EJ on Monday, April the 21st, Xander demands answers from Stephanie and Alex. On Tuesday, April the 22nd, Kat and Gabby check in with one another, and EJ at last wakes up from his coma. Alex and Stephanie second-guess the choice they made on Wednesday, April the 23rd, as a fundraiser gets underway for Salem University Hospital. On Thursday, April the 24th, JJ hopes there's still a chance for he and Gabby to reunite, and Chad comes to the realization that he may not be as ready to date again as he thought he was. It's a make-it-or-break-it moment for Jada and Raffi on Friday, April the 25th, as they come to a decision about their future and Sean receives an update on his dad, Bo. And from General Hospital and ABC, on Monday, April the 21st, Carly is insistent. Sasha makes an admission, Lucas hears Marco out, and Jordan and Isaiah come to a decision, and Sidwell visits Alexis. Trina confides in Curtis on Tuesday, April the 22nd. Carly betrays an ally. Kaya updates Drew. Lucky gives Christina some tough love, and Willow seeks help from Jason. Carly and Jason clash on Wednesday, April the 23rd. Tracy makes an offer. Dante and Lulu discuss family matters, and Laura defends herself. Drew's reaction surprises Willow. And on Thursday, April the 24th, Sonny prepares for surgery. Brooklyn is alarmed, and Danny opens up to Jason about missing Sam. Molly issues a warning to Rick, and Cody needs medical attention. Carly gets news about Sonny's prognosis on Friday, April the 25th, and Nina plays dirty. Brooklyn calls out Lulu. Christina is in for shock, and Willow hits a roadblock. And from The Young and Restless, Nikki points Claire in the right direction on Monday, April the 21st. Sally receives an interesting proposal from Billy, and Daniel finds himself at a crossroads. On Tuesday, April the 22nd, Phyllis pushes Sally's buttons. Kyle makes a tough decision, and Tessa comes to the rescue of someone in need of help. Billy crosses the line to make a point on Wednesday, April the 23rd, and Nate and Damien receive an update about Amy's condition, and Holden keeps Audra on her toes. On Thursday, April the 24th, Victor keeps a secret from Nikki. Claire opens up to Victoria and Cole and Diane sets the stage for a big reveal. Diane pulls out all the stops to impress Jack on Friday, April the 25th, and Chelsea questions Adam's motives, and Lily gives Audra the third degree. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, the bold and beautiful spoilers, and What Have You Done? By Diane Brunstein. Fashion forward, the action in this bold and beautiful spoilers preview for the week of April the 21st begins with a lot of flashbulbs going off as models walk the catwalk at the latest Forrester Creations fashion extravaganza. A model is at the end of the runway, spinning around and showing off a fabulous Forrester original gown. More models are seen in a foreshot with a dazzling black bodice and a gorgeous blue flowing number, a gold gown with a model wearing a stunning necklace that has to be from the fantastic Ivy Forrester jewelry line, as well as a full-length lavender number that has the crowd cheering. Speaking of the crowd, there are several luminaries lining the front row, including reality star Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag, who Steffi gives a warm welcome. Sitting next to them is Genoa City lawyer Christine Blair Williams, a longtime friend of the Forrester family, and she gets a little backstage time with Ridge and Eric. Cameras are flashing with every move the models make, and every outfit they wear is documented. An explosive confrontation? But there is also drama happening behind the scenes in the dressing rooms. Taylor has found Brooke in a robe, and Taylor shuts the door. Determined to have it out with her longtime rival for Ridge's love, her timing leaves a lot to be desired, considering there is a lot riding on the show. Is the door locked? Because Brooke flips out and asks, "What have you done?" What has Taylor done now, and in the end, will Ridge appreciate it if the star of the fashion show can't make her grand entrance? A dire diagnosis, but that's not all. Ben and Steffi talk about Liam's diagnosis. Steffi tells her doctor husband, "He needs to hear it from me, Finn." It doesn't appear that Finn is on board with that, or at least he looks surprised. Liam does finally hear his medical diagnosis. "I am not accepting this death sentence," he says. "Let us know what you think in the comments section." In our next story today, tune in alert, Beyond the Gates. This is Terrified by Diane Brunstein. A dangerous run-in. The action in the Beyond the Gates spoilers preview for the week of April the 21st opens with Nicole running into the woman she knows as Sherry, the supposedly troubled woman she talked off a ledge one night. Little does Nicole know this woman is Ted's former mistress and is stalking her. "It's good to see you," Nicole smiles, fidgeting. Sherry says to her, "I don't have much time, but there's something you need to know." A shocking confrontation. Dana later gets confronted by her daughter Ava, who has grown close to her biological father, Ted, and his wife, Nicole. She is not pleased with her mother's manipulations and has figured out something important. "You are such a liar," Ava accuses. "A diabolical, pathological liar," Ava tells her mother, getting in her face to make her point. Putting it all on the line, a shirtless Andre opens up to his lover, Danny, and tells her, "I feel like a piece of meat." Danny, a former model, has turned the tables on the photographer and is taking pictures of him. "Wagyu all day, baby. Good enough to eat," she teases as she snaps some more shots of him, and he pretends to growl. A surprising admission, the matriarch and patriarch of the Dupree family share a meal at the diner. Vernon finds himself a bit surprised by his wife, Anita. "If I didn't know better, I would say you sound scared, Anita," he tells her. She looks him squarely in the eyes and says, "Scared? Well, if you want to be technical, this is Terrified. What has Anita so on edge?" See it all for yourself in the promos. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, General Hospital, we're terminating your contract. By Diane Brunstein. No more deception for Natalie. The action in this General Hospital preview for the week of April the 21st opens with Natalie facing the repercussions of her actions, keeping the fact that their newest investor, Jens Sidwell, is her ex-husband. Deception is simply the name of the company, not the way the ladies like to run things. So when they learn of Natalie's secret, things go south quickly. Effective immediately, we're terminating your contract, Maxie announces. A gobsmacked Natalie looks at Brooklyn and Lucy and realizes she has zero support in the room. Shocks and confrontations. Elsewhere, Molly gets her hands on a document. Could this be the paper that Diane drew up for Alexis so she could have Christina committed? That same legal sheet that Alexis asked her to shred? Alexis turned down Diane's suggestion that this was the right move to keep Christina out of prison for trying to kill Ava. Will this start Molly on the path of finding out her sister almost killed her father? Or is this a totally different piece of paper? There's still one person I need to face, Willow says as she enters an office. A woman stands behind a desk ready to help. Could this be the overseas clinic where Willow's estranged husband, Michael, is receiving treatment for the burns he suffered back in Port Charles? That's not the only medical facility featured in this promo. A woman sneaks into a hospital room and someone is lying in the bed and quickly reveals to be Sonny. He's completely vulnerable, an oxygen tube under his nose, dressed in a hospital gown and seemingly asleep. The mystery woman takes out a syringe when Sonny suddenly jolts and his eyes open. Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the Tune-In Alert, The Young and Restless, Okay, You Can Open Your Eyes by Diane Brunstein. Medical update, the action in this Young and Restless spoilers preview for the week of April the 21st begins with Nate and Amy talking in Nate's penthouse. The former doctor has news for Damien, his half-brother, and for Damien's mom, who has been battling cancer. I got off the phone with Dr. Kelly, and I have an update on your treatment, Nate tells them. Will this be the good news they have all been hoping for? A big idea. Daniel and Tessa have become good friends over the last several months. He has certainly been through a lot lately, what with Heather having been murdered and his mother Phyllis being kidnapped alongside her frenemy Sharon, Tessa's mother-in-law. Tessa has been listening to him when he's been dropping by society, and now the two are talking at Crimson Lights. I mean, is there anything that you've been wanting to do that you just didn't have time for? Tessa asked her pal. Do you know what? I think I might have just the thing, but I'm going to need your help with it, Daniel says. What does he have in mind? Moving back home. The time has finally come for the big reveal of the newly redecorated Abbott Mansion. It has felt like months and months, but now Diane has brought Kyle and Jack back to the house and has made them close their eyes. She worked hard on this project and hopes they'll not only like the new updates, but also love them and feel like it's home. Don't peek, she tells Kyle as she smiles. She moves them to just the right spot and then tells them, okay, you can open your eyes now. Will they approve? Let us know what you think in the comments section. In our next story today, the Tune-In Alert for Days of Our Lives, Great Expectations, Returns, and Shirtless by Diane Brunstein. Baby news, the action in this Days of Our Lives preview for the week of April the 21st opens with Chanel running over to Johnny saying, I have the best news as Johnny draws his wife into a hug. Let's get this started, Kayla announces excitedly as the hospital fundraiser kicks off. She bangs the gavel for the auction. Several characters like Stephanie, Gabby, Javi, and Leo have paddles ready to make bids on those who are up for grabs. Let the bidding begin. They're expecting. Chanel tells Johnny the big news. We can adopt Sophia's baby. Chanel shares, but Johnny doesn't look as happy as one would expect. Everything all right? Chanel can be heard asking what is going on with Johnny to take the wind out of his sails. They're fighting. Gabby and JJ are having issues thanks to his suspecting her of shooting EJ. Bachelor auction. Kayla announces while an angry Gabby reveals her bid. 10,000, she says, but it's not JJ she's bidding on. It's Alex, and no one appears more surprised than Alex. They're splitting. Jada and Raffi are talking in the interrogation room at the Salem Police Department. She looks serious as she tells her estranged fiancé, "I think it's best that we end things. They may be sitting across from each other at a small table, but they seem like an ocean apart." They're sparking. Kat and Shad are getting along better than ever, and we really pulled it off, didn't we? Kat asks Shad. He can't stop smiling and says, "We really did." She's back. He's awake. Susan is at her son's side in the hospital, and she's caressing his face. EJ's eyes flutter as he looks straight ahead. He's losing his shirt. Sarah stands by her husband, Xander, as he removes his top. Kristen is there, too, with Rachel, and she looks up at her mom, wondering what is going on. Sarah asks Xander, "You cold?" He shrugs and says matter-of-factly, "No, everyone's going to wonder why I've got my shirt off. See it for yourself in the previews. Let us know what you think is happening in the comments section." In our next story today, the opinion column, 5 Ways Luna and Sheila's Alliance Could Blow Up Bold and Beautiful, by Janet DeLauro. Luna and Sheila's instant bond likely didn't surprise longtime viewers of Bold and Beautiful. Of course, Sheila would embrace her maniacal granddaughter with open arms. She'd been aching for a connection to biological son Finn ever since she tracked him down, and through his daughter Luna, she's finally found one. Plus, Luna and Sheila are diabolical birds of a feather, making their fast camaraderie even more of a no-brainer. But there's no question that the pair's alliance has the potential to wreak serious havoc and blow up a few B&B couples and characters' lives. Here are the top 5 possibilities we see. Number 1, honeymoon's over. Sheila and Deacon have been happily enjoying married life, and Deacon was delighted not only that his wife had settled into working at the El Gardino, but was actually walking the straight and narrow for once. Then came Luna. Deacon warned his wife that he didn't want Luna in their lives since she killed his 2 best friends, Hollis and Tom. And in fact, he demanded that she choose between him and her newly discovered granddaughter. Sheila claimed to understand and picked him. At least, she claimed to. Behind his back, she's been cavorting with Luna ever since. Once Deacon inevitably learns that's what's been going on, he'll certainly feel betrayed, and it could mean that the end of him and Sheila, particularly if by the time he finds out, Luna and Sheila have stirred up trouble on other fronts. Number 2, playing with matches. Luna has made no secret of the fact that she wants Will, undeterred by the fact that he's happily coupled with Electra. Although Will has told Luna plainly that he is not interested in her, and Electra has ordered Luna to stay away from her boyfriend, Luna hasn't been deterred, throwing herself at Will every chance she gets. Luna's hard-charging flirting tactics are already a threat to the sweet couple's happiness, and Electra would be even more likelier to run into the opposite direction to preserve her peace if Sheila gets in on the act. It would be totally typical of Sheila to decide that any granddaughter of hers deserves whatever her heart desires by any means necessary, which, given that Will is what Luna desires, is a bad omen for the duo. The combined forces of Luna and Sheila could totally derail whatever chance Will and Luna have of going the distance. Number 3, the final countdown. Finn promised Steffi he'd steer clear of Luna, just like he promised he'd stay away from his murderer's biological mother, Sheila. So far, he's remained true to his word, and his marriage to Steffi looks like it will survive the second psychotic addition to his family tree. However, with Sheila and Luna now working together and fixated on ensuring that Finn stays in their lives, they could start seriously yanking on Finn's heartstrings and begin making inroads with him. It's hard to imagine that Steffi would ever consider reevaluating her firm stance on Luna or Sheila, given that both women tried to kill her. If their united front becomes a more of a divided line, the couple could be left at a serious crossroads and jeopardize their future together. The timing of this could push Steffi, who has already been growing closer to her ex-husband Liam, who is in the throes of a major medical crisis, even further toward her other baby daddy. Number 4, 2 against 1. Bill went out on a serious limb when he got Luna released from prison and placed under house arrest at his home. He pushed things even further by pulling some strings and arranging her pardon. His hope was that with a second chance, Luna would turn her life around. Yet her alliance with the psychopathic Sheila, a woman he loathes, wasn't on his bingo card and is bound to infuriate him. The fact that Luna was set her sights on his son, Will, is likely to be another red flag in Bill's eyes. If Luna and Sheila's alliance incited Bill to reverse course on Luna and pull the plug on his hero act, he could emerge as her worst enemy. Bill could match Luna and Sheila's level of determination any day of the week. And if he becomes just as determined to find a way to send one or both of the women back to the slammer, we'd probably put our money on Dollar Bill. Even if he targets Luna and not Sheila, Bill trying to remove Luna from the Spencer's orbit could set up a head-to-head between Bill and Sheila, who's placed herself in the position of Luna's protector, and that could be an epic showdown. And number 5, the triple play. As if Luna and Sheila's alliance isn't dangerous enough, imagine adding Remy, Elektra's former stalker, to the equation. He's already met Luna, and they instantly connected. Together, this trio could be a lethal combination, capable of taking on anyone, be it Steffi and Finn, Will and Elektra, or Bill. Throwing Remy into whatever scheme the ladies cook up could cook up course after course of powerful drama. What do you hope Luna and Sheila's alliance leads to? Let us know what you think in the comments section. And our next story today, a General Hospital exclusive. Rick Hurst on Workwives, Rebecca Herbst, and Nancy Legrand by Mara Levinsky. Rick's morally dubious decision to sign on to Ava's blackmail scheme on General Hospital has put his relationship with his two ex-wives at risk. After all, it's Rick's one-time spouse, Alexis, that's the target of the blackmail, and agreeing to stay mum about Christina's role in his recent car wreck requires him to lie to the other former Mrs. Lansing, Elizabeth Weber. And while Rexus and Lyric fans may not be too thrilled about this turn of events, Rick's portrayer, Rick Hurst, is over the moon about it, as it guarantees that he'll have plenty of opportunities to spend his days at the studio working with the two talented actresses who bring Rick's former wives to life, Nancy Legrand, who plays Alexis, and Rebecca Herbst, who plays Elizabeth. X marks the spot. The actor says that every time he's in a scene with Herbst, there's just an ease with Becky. We laugh, we joke. I always say, "Where's my girl? She's like my work wife. That's what she is. And we're not like an old married couple, even though we are older now. We just get enough of each other, and as Rick and Elizabeth, we are those two people who found each other, and despite how dissimilar they are, they're drawn to one another. We both come to it from a place of they genuinely love each other, and from a platonic standpoint, obviously, I absolutely love Becky with all of my heart." We're pals, we really are. And like I said, it's just very easy and natural with her. It's always an organic feeling that I have working with her. Hurst enthuses that when he works opposite Herbst, there's an enjoyment, there's a gratitude that's there, and she's very much someone who, even when she doesn't have a story, she's still a tentpole in the cast. She's a vessel, basically, for the history of the show. Her character has been through so much, and I love being her antithesis. In a way, the evolution of Elizabeth, since she married Rick for the first time back in 2003, is evident in their characters. Hurst notes, she's in a better place, in a place that speaks to who Elizabeth really is, having learned so much over the years. But she's also made mistakes, and she's not Lily White, and I think that gives Liz the ability to be around the character of Rick. There are questionable things that she's willing to do or has done before, so maybe she sees some of it in herself. The actor considers himself equally lucky to be in the storyline mix with Gron. Nancy is my other work wife, he grins. I love Nancy's ability to just engage in a second and then disengage when she needs to, meaning it's all done. I walk away from my character, and she's so fierce in her approach to her work. I love Nancy for her passion. I love Nancy for her pragmatism. I love how she's an advocate, and she's such an advocate for her character. After all the time and effort and energy she's given to this show, she doesn't just throw it away. There's a reason she's still there, and that's because she has such an elevated sense of what she wants to say about Alexis. With Nancy, I can be real. You can be as real as you want to be with her, and that's how we are with each other. We get the jokes with one another, and I love that you don't know where she's going to come from. Over the years, there have been sharing the GH stage, Hurst says, and I feel like I've been able to do some of my most challenging work with her, and I mean that in a positive way. I've been able to discover Rick's humanity, and she'll look at me and she'll just go in and say, "You're such a bastard. You're so evil." And I'm like, "I am?" And then I say to her, "But you wouldn't have me any other way." We joke about it. Remember the Christmas tree? Remember how fun that was? Remember how we used to do comedy? I said, "We're still doing comedy." Case in point, the tentative truce Rick and Alexis recently called for Molly's sake, which occurred under Diane's watchful eye, Hurst shares, "We don't really have the time to, quote unquote, work out the moments anymore. So we had to run it a couple of times, but everything you saw came about on the screen. All the reactions, especially from Carolyn, were 100% on her. And then with Nancy and me, the handshake between Rick and Alexis was something they wanted, but the nuances of it, we kind of put ourselves into it." All in all, Hurst declares, "I have the best job in the whole entire world right now. All three of these women that I get to play with, Nancy, Becky, and Mara West, who plays Ava, are people that I love and admire and respect, and I just hope they have as much fun as I do when I come to work." Thank you for joining me today for the Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.